It's Thursday, August 29th, 2024, and here's the latest from the Northwest Wisconsin News Center. Milltown's community center burned down Monday evening. The man killed in a crash near Luck last weekend has been named. Keep safety in mind when boating this weekend, and the NFL draft corn mazes open in September. Good morning, I'm News Director Carl Cooley for the Northwest Wisconsin News Center. Here's our top story. The community center in the village of Milltown was destroyed by a fire Monday evening. Milltown Fire Chief John Sorensen said his department was called out at 8:35 p.m. Monday. The fire was contained to the structure, but the building was a total loss, Sorensen said. The suspected cause of the fire is either electrical from a tree falling on a connecting power line or a lightning strike during Monday evening's storms. The name has been released of the passenger killed in a two-vehicle collision at the intersection of Highway 48 and County Highway I near Luck on Saturday. The Polk County Sheriff's Office said 56-year-old William Van Heel of Princeton, Minnesota, was killed when the SUV he was riding in was T-boned by a pickup that failed to stop at the intersection. A surge in COVID-19 in Wisconsin to start the school year. Wastewater monitoring data from the Wisconsin Department of Health Services shows the concentration of the virus is at its highest since this past February. 12 municipalities around the state showed COVID levels considered very high, with significant increases in six of them. Updated quarantine guidelines from the CDC state that those infected with the virus should stay home 24 hours after a fever has resolved without using fever-reducing medications. The Wisconsin Department of Transportation releases its construction and travel forecast for the holiday weekend. Sean Maloney maps it out.
WisDOT says to help travelers reach their destinations over Labor Day weekend, it will temporarily pause work on most highway construction across the state. According to AAA, peak travel times are expected between 1 and 7:30 p.m. today, 2 to 6 p.m. on Friday, and 11 a.m. to 8 p.m. Monday. Drivers are being asked to pay attention and expect slower traffic, especially in work zones and along major travel corridors. WisDOT says major construction projects in Columbia, Jefferson, and Monroe counties may still impact weekend travel. Sean Maloney, Wisconsin Radio Network.
DNR wardens want you to stay safe on the water this Labor Day weekend. Raymond Newbert tells us more.
The Department of Natural Resources reminds everyone to stay sober and wear their flotation devices. Not wearing a preserver is one of the leading causes of death on the water. There have already been 13 boating-related deaths this year. Nine of those weren't wearing life preservers. You should also keep an eye on the weather forecast and be sure people know where you're heading. Raymond Newbert, Wisconsin Radio Network.
Corn mazes around Wisconsin celebrate the coming of the NFL Draft. Ted Allen has the field report.
A collaboration between the 2025 Draft Local Organizing Committee and several family farms will salute the agricultural history of Wisconsin and bring attention to the April event in Green Bay. With the kickoff of the NFL regular season nearing, corn mazes with football-themed designs will open throughout September in Ripon, Chilton, Stevens Point, and Bonduelle. The draft is expected to draw 250,000 fans and nearly $100 million of revenue to Wisconsin. Ted Allen, Wisconsin Radio Network.
And that's the latest in the Northwest Wisconsin News Center. I'm Carl Cooley. Have a great Thursday.